No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. As advertised, 1 p.m. I said I'd be back with the second half of the show. Right on time. Happy about that. The day is has finally started to turn around. It was just an awful start. What with tech issues, like I described to you already. And that was kind of like the perfect storm, because tech with the no caffeine. I mean, I fast all the time, every day, for 14, 15, 16, 17 hours. No big deal. But when you take the fast with the caffeine withdrawal, and I have my second cup right here right now, that's tough. Quitting caffeine, I'll just say this right now, this statement, would be harder for my system than it was quitting alcohol. Quitting alcohol, I hadn't really gone down the road so far that when it was time to stop, I was like experiencing tremors or anything like that. In fact, other than just, hey, I want to get hammered, just the temptation of having a few beers, it wasn't that difficult at all, frankly, once I decided that that was what was going to happen. But I think that is the most withdrawal that I could ever have, is no caffeine. My brain was just killing me. So on any given day, like on the weekend in particular, I might have my last cup of coffee, my first cup of coffee at like 8 or 9 a.m. And then maybe, done drinking it by the time noon rolls around. And that's the way it kind of was yesterday. So today, when about that 24-hour period hits at around 8, 9, 10, oh my God, my body was just telling me no, with this ridiculous headache. And then I was yawning the whole time during the stupid staff meeting for the radio station. Oh, God, that is difficult. But I just raced over to the lab to get the blood drawn. And so, I've got this dull ache in my head. And I now I'm hungry. I'm actually hungry. And I sit down with the lady who's going to draw the blood. She goes, how long have you been fasting? She goes, okay, great. I said, no caffeine. She goes, yeah, that'll throw off a test. Good thing you did. Okay, draws the blood. And she says, now there's snacks if you're hungry. I go, no, I don't want any snacks. And I said, do you have a coffee machine? She says, yeah, but it's not very good. And boy, was she right, because I filled that up and I took one sip of it and I ended up throwing it out. It was terrible. But as I turn around with the coffee, I see this snack zone and no one's looking. So what started out as no, I don't want anything, that turned into literally one of everything. The snack bag size of Cheez-Its, the Lorna Doone cookies, the Chips Ahoy cookies, the vanilla Oreo cookies, and the Nutter Butter, the red package peanut Nutter Butter. Yeah, that's that. And so that's a lot. And I almost stopped what I was doing when I was walking out to open one of them to eat it while I was walking. I said, Jesus Christ, get some self-control. And made it to the car and then just killed it. Oh, legendary. Thank you, Taz, or Tass, 1965, for subscribing. For now, 24 straight months. I appreciate that very much. And all of you, too. All right. So, everything went as planned. I'm happy about that. Thursday is the physical. I'm back on the I don't think I can run bandwagon. Chris D is going to be like, I don't like that easy. Yeah, I know. But it's... The pain, if the pain is so bad that I can't sleep, something is wrong. And I'm going to bring this up to my doc. It's not even my knees now. Now it's my left hip. And this is that whole, Jesus Christ, you're just getting old. And I get that, but I'm not ready for that. My brain doesn't want to do that. And Pooh Bear's getting pissed off at me too. She's like, she hates me limping around. She hates me complaining about it. And she's like, you just got to stop running. And I'm like, I don't know. I've heard both sides. I've tried it both ways. I've tried it without running, feel like shit. I tried it with running, feel like shit. So I think I got to just start walking for a little bit. I, my God, it's really frustrating. Hang on, I got to drink this coffee. You're damn right I need to drink this coffee. Hang on. Mm-hmm. So I still don't understand how a power outage in Grayling, Michigan caused me in Grand Rapids, Michigan to lose my internet. The internet was fine, but for some reason there was a communication issue with all of this setup that made it so that I stopped. And the guy, you heard him, Anthony the Brain, when he was explaining it all to me, I was like, uh-huh, yeah. It's gone. It's completely gone. All right, I want to update this. I know it's a horrific story, but it was a big deal. Yesterday morning, churchgoers in Grand Blanc, Michigan, Grand Blanc Township, they were just doing what they do. And then the next thing you know, a guy drives through the front door with a truck. Start shooting. Several dead. And just the latest mass shooting.
We're hearing from someone who was inside the Grand Blanc Township Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints when a gunman opened fire, killing four people and injuring eight others on Sunday. We're also learning more about the suspect, 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford, from military officials. He died at the scene after he crashed through the church's front doors and opened fire. Police believe he also used an accelerant to set fire to the church building. Reporter David Horak is in Grand Blanc right now after speaking to someone who was inside the church when the shooting began. David, what did they tell you about that experience?
Yeah, good afternoon, Duncan. We're also getting a better look at the sanctuary, what's left of it after the smoke is cleared away from it and that time has passed. This is what's left of it. We're about 500 feet away from the sanctuary, as close as we can safely get to the scene. You could see crews taking stock of what is left of the building, which is half of its height. In fact, the flagpole, for reference, is about halfway, half the height of what the sanctuary was full standing, including the steeple that was on top. And now ballistics investigators are still piecing together what happened, as well as other crews, to make sure that the building, what's left of the building, is structurally sound for them to take stock of what is still left for them to continue gathering evidence. And also to the right of the ATF vehicle is the pickup truck driven by the gunman, who was identified as 40-year-old Tom Sanford. Sanford, according to authorities, is an ex-Marine who enlisted in 2004, and he deployed from August 2007 to March 2008 under Operation Iraqi Freedom. and left the military in June of 2008. Sanford lives in nearby Burton, where state police bomb squads searched his home after the attack. They cleared the home around 9 o'clock last night, and since then, FBI agents have conducted their detailed search. Crews used robots to check his home after they found explosive devices inside the pickup truck at the scene. Now, investigators are still looking for an exact motive, and they have yet to reveal any connection between Sanford and this church, if there is one. In total, four people were killed and eight others were hurt. One of the eight is in critical condition as of this afternoon. Law enforcement killed Sanford during the attack, and hundreds were in attendance at the church when this attack began, and that included Paul Kirby.
Several people automatically thought they were in danger, but some of us didn't, and that's when I went out into the park, or went out to the front of the building, and that's when I saw the shooter start aiming at people and starting to shoot. That's when I
tell this guy's like shell shocked.
Turned around and started running for the door. It was the scariest I've ever been in my life. It wasn't the shooter trying to shoot me. It was, is my family okay?
And during last night's press conference, authorities commended the heroics of certain church members, especially those who shielded children from the gunfire with their bodies. Now, there is another press conference scheduled for 12:30 this afternoon at the Grand Blanc Township Police Department station. And that is where we expect to get more information and where we have Adriana Doria standing by.
I just want one of these mass shootings to go where the bad guy goes in and he's ready to open fire, and then, like, the gun malfunctions. And then he goes, he pulls another, and then that one malfunctions. And then, like, the churchgoers, better yet, it's in a school. And then the teachers and the kids attack. And then they're like savages, ripping the guy limb from limb. And, you know, there's a kid running down the hall with an ear in his mouth. Everybody's losing their minds, dripping in blood that they've yet of this guy that they murdered him right in the entryway to the school. And nobody bats an eye because the sick son of a bitch was going to shoot up the school. God damn it. Absolutely awful. I got another story that was sent along by Jason Terry, friend of the show, Jason Terry. Jason is one of the guys that was like on the team and then off the team and then on the team. I like him better on the team because he sends me stories and we get along. This is the story about the veterinarian who was, I guess she was from the east side of the state, and she's, I think she knew like Frankenmuth, and she's walking around in Grand Rapids. And she notices, this veterinarian notices that there's a dog with a like a rope around his neck, and the dog is tied to like a U-Haul. And she's like, what's going on here? And the dog is really, you know how whenever a homeless person has a dog, it's always bad. It's never a good thing. He can't even provide for himself. What makes you think he's going to be able to provide for the dog? Dog's skinny, looks like hell. And this vet, who was just visiting for like a conference or something, she sees the dog. She says, well, I'm going to administer care to the dog. And she takes the dog and brings it back to Frankenmuth. And thank God. Well, the homeless asshole says, hey, where's my dog? And, he found out that she had taken the dog. Well, idiot got the chick arrested. Tell me what you think about this one. Are you on the side of the homeless fucker or the vet? And by the way, the dog did pass about 8 months after she brought it into her life. Of old age. It was 16 years old.
A jury found a veterinarian guilty late this afternoon of stealing a dog from its owner, who is homeless.
The vet had argued she didn't steal the elderly dog, but instead rescued it from neglect.
Target 8 investigator Susan Samples reports the jury didn't buy it.
The jury took just 45 minutes to deliberate.
They didn't buy it. Do you think that she just wanted a 16-year-old dog?
For finding Dr. Amanda Hergenreiter guilty of misdemeanor larceny for stealing a pit bull named Vinny last November from its owner, Chris Hamilton, who was homeless. Hergenreiter, a veterinarian with a practice near Frankenmuth, was in Grand Rapids last fall for a conference when she spotted the 16-year-old pit bull alone in a parking lot tethered to a U-Haul truck near Eastern and 28th. Prosecutors said Hergenreiter knew because workers at a nearby Big B made clear that the dog was owned by a homeless man who would be back soon.
The evidence will show that when they stopped at the Big B coffee shop, a dog...
This is the defense attorney.
Hovered over, Skinny was tied with a frayed rope to the back of a U-Haul truck. There were two empty bowls. He had no shelter. He had no food. He had no water. He had not a blanket to sit on. He could not sit.
You're likely going to hear evidence that the defendant assumes that
this is the assistant prosecutor.
She knows best because she's a veterinarian. But ladies and gentlemen, veterinarians are just like everyone else. They're just people like everyone else. They're required to follow the laws of the state of Michigan, just like everyone else.
Hergenreiter changed Vinny's name to Big B and provided $3,000 worth of vet care for the aging dog. Go. Hamilton never again laid eyes on his companion of 13 years. Oh, Vinny lived his last 8 months with Hergenreiter on the east side of the state. He died in July. The sentence for Hergenreiter, up to 93 days in jail and or a $500 fine.
Oh, come on.
Be a part of home.
Okay. If I'm the judge, I do it by the book. I let the jury do their thing. I let them. And then I would say, all right, the punishment is $1. Maureen says, I am on the vet's side. It's illegal to neglect vet care for your pet. Yeah, 100%. It's I'm on the vet's side. Everybody should be on the vet's side. If I'm the prosecutor in I guess that would be Kent County. Yeah, just don't take the case. This is, who gives a shit? Okay? Whatever. She did the right thing. And she'll probably do it again if she's given the opportunity. That's if I was her in that courtroom. Yeah, do you have any words before we impose our $1 fine? Yeah, I'm glad it was worth it. It absolutely was worth it. Eat shit. Fuck you and homeless people. Don't get dogs. You can't even get toilet paper to wipe your ass. What are you doing getting a dog for, dick? What a fucking asshole. God damn it. You know, it's assholes like this guy that are going to make it so that I guarantee I will never give a dollar to the panhandling loser standing on the side of the road waving a fucking sign. Maureen says, we have seized many animals for the same thing. Well, that's because you're doing the Lord's work. You're amazing. All right. What a shit show that is. Speaking of shit show, Arkansas and Notre Dame played. I want to thank sports enthusiast Stevie for tipping me off on this one, as I see she is in the chat here right now. And I don't know. I did not see this coming. She's like, hey, there was a muppety flippity leg break in the Arkansas Notre Dame game. And I'm like, I didn't realize you were such a sports fan. She goes, I'm a huge Notre Dame fan. The dude went up to catch the ball and then just landed funny on the leg. And it just crack-a-lack-a, smack-a, muppety-flippity. And Stevie says, by the way, Eric, I do not sound like that. Sorry, it's just the first thing that popped into my head. I'm a little bit off my game today. This is the moment. If you're squeamish, turn away. So it's dude in the red, and it's his left leg. Ball coming in, and it happens fast. As soon as he puts that left leg down, it snaps like a Kit Kat.
Greenwood time goes end zone.
Oh, no.
Greenwood time goes end zone. Greenwood time goes end zone.
Am I hearing something, or is there a snap on that audio? There's no way, right? There's no way that that microphone on the field could pick up that snap. Then it shows up in a TikTok video.
Greenwood time goes end zone. Hit away at the last second. Incomplete. You got an injured player. It was Jaylen Brown who's the intended receiver.
Okay, now it's not in Muppety mode when he's laying on the field. But here's the slow-mo. Oh, my God. What a fold-a-rama. This guy's doing something with cross.
Yeah. Tough.
Oh. Hang on a second here. See if I can.
Time goes end zone. 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 Goes end zone.
Wow. Stevie says you can hear it. I thought so. Scott says, ouch. Maureen says, Stevie, be glad he didn't make you sound like Amanda. Well, Amanda doesn't sound like that either. To be fair. All right. Book club. Have you started reading? Hopefully you have. It is the book. The book is called "Way of the Shadows" by Norman Bates, the Shadow Man. "Way of Shadows" by Brooke Bollinger. "Way of Shadows" by Kevin Yano. God, what is it again? Brent Weeks. That's it. Brent Weeks. "Way of the Shadows." I got through about the first 10 pages, and then I had to stop, but it's definitely a faster read than Martyr, and it right off the bat, I was interested, so I think we're off to a good start, and okay, that's about it. That's all I have to say on that. Maureen says, I used to not be able to watch these Muppety Flippity Leg Break videos, but EZ has desensitized me to it, LOL. Moneyman6_9 says, hello, is this live or a rerun? It's live. It is live, Moneyman6_9. Glad you are here. All right. Houston, Texas, where our very own Nick in Houston is. He may be able to drive by and see this. It appears that there is a Halloween display, which it's not really a display. It's just awful, really. In Houston, Texas, somebody who does not like the government's aggressive action towards, I don't even know the right term, illegal immigrants, migrants. People not in the country illegally or not in the country legally, and the a strict enforcement of the law that has been going on with getting people out of the country and deporting them. This person decided, all right, I'm going all in on my Halloween display at the house. Here you go. This is the gallows have been constructed. And you have two people wearing MAGA hats and I guess the type of gear that is often seen when ICE agents are trying to round somebody up. Long black sleeves. They've got zip ties in their pockets. They have they're masked up, which is something that ICE agents do. They don't want to be seen. Standing next to another mannequin dressed in a poncho with the flag of Mexico hanging from the gallows, and the ICE agents have been hung. And there is what looks to be another dead ICE agent on the ground and a couple of caskets. They have worked very, very hard to make this display. And my point is, this isn't even a Halloween display. It's just somebody who's hung a couple of people being depicted as ICE from gallows. It isn't even a costume related. It's not fun. Halloween is supposed to be a time to actually do something enjoyable. When did Halloween become a place to display something as ridiculous as this? And it doesn't really matter what you believe, but I mean, what the fuck? You know, we should the expectation that we should have for Halloween is, you know, carve a pumpkin, bang on the door, kids dressed up like whatever the fuck. Bluey or whatever thing is the thing nowadays. And get your candy and get the fuck out. I don't think Halloween should be an opportunity to just be an asshole. My God. Stevie says it looks like an art prize installation. Yes, there are a lot of shitty art prize installations. I can absolutely believe that. Moneyman 6_9 says, this is kind of random, Easy. I see you have a slight tan, but why don't you get a deep tan to make your eyes pop? You know, I don't know. I guess that's not really in my playbook to make my eyes pop. And does that make someone look extra handsome? So if my eyes popped, I'm extra handsome. Moneyman 6_9. Well, that's not a bad idea then. I think maybe you might be onto something. I've never really thought about it. Easy, what color are your eyes? I think mine are kind of like a hazel. I think that's what it says on my ID. It sounds to me like Moneyman 6_9 has a thing for your old pal Easy. Yes, they are hazel eyes. And that's a very flattering thing. And I love that. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, 1.5 inches thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. I don't even know what gender you are, but either way, I look at that as a compliment. I wasn't always like that. Remember my homophobe story at Meijer? That was a bad look. At the Meijer, and then a man drove up to me and said, "My God, you got a nice butt." And I was like leaning into the trunk of the car, putting the groceries away. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? And then he says, "No, seriously, you got a nice butt." And I went on the radio and talked about it like it was hideous. Like it was something awful. What an asshole. Money Man says, "Nah, I ain't gay, bro. Just trying to help a brother out." Well, I appreciate you. That is very kind. I'll take all the help I can get. All right, so that is so dumb. Stupid, whatever the fuck this is. I wonder if they're in trouble. It's fueling outrage after video captured mannequins wearing the red hats. Okay. Of course, it's outrageous. Everybody's got to get pissed off. Just ignore it. ICE agents make America great caps. Videos spread around on social media. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't look like anything's going to happen to them. And it shouldn't. If they want to put that shit up there, then by all means, go for it. Okay, time out to pause for some of my sponsors that I want to say hello to. I appreciate them so much for helping make this podcast a thing. Hey, if you or someone you know or love has a business that you think that might be a good fit for me, by all means, send them my way. You can reach out to me, Eric@ericzaneshow.com. And yeah, I definitely want to see if I can get you on the podcast. I'm always looking for new sponsorship if that's something you want to do. And I can put you front and center, you and your business, just like my friends at King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. Get your hair cut from the trained professionals at King's Room. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street for King's Room Barbershop. Haircut's going to set you back $21. Go to kingsroom.net for more details, exact locations, schedules, and whatnot, all at kingsroom.net. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. They just signed up for another quarter of marketing. I appreciate them. Kuiper, KuiperTreeCare.com. You can call or text 616. That is 616-828-8225, 616-828-8225. All right. Hold the phone. I will be right back. I have to get a drink of water, and I will talk to you in just a bit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. All right. All right. All right. Okay. Boy, I still feel like I'm just getting up to speed on the day. That's been a weird-ass day. Whew. It's not over yet. Still a chance for me to do something terrible. You know what kind of gets stuck in my brain is I'm still establishing kind of like the learning curve with the teaching the class, the broadcast class. And I learned long ago that whenever I start something new, I'm going to want to quit it. Like, give up. And I was like, all right, but give it more time. You might be onto something great. You got to give it more time. That happened to me in particular when I started to announce, do public address for basketball. And I'll never forget that first game was so bad. And I was so uncomfortable announcing that game at the Deltaplex that I was like, I might just walk out. It was that bad. And then I'm like, all right, but for sure, I might just walk out. But I for sure, this is the only game I'm doing. I'm never doing this again. Never. Somehow, I made it back. And now it's like the easiest thing in the world. I mean, I could do it with my eyes closed. When it comes to the class, I get that way. I'm like, oh, God. I think I'm overthinking it, frankly. All right. The golf, the Ryder Cup went down, and the United States fell to Europe. This is the only thing that I was paying attention to it somewhat because you got the best European players taking on the best American players this time on American soil. This golf course called Bethpage Black on Long Island. And this is like a rowdy crowd where they, you know, do a lot of hooting and hollering. And, you know, you got a home course advantage, if you will. Now, the Europeans, they kicked the shit out of the Americans for most of it. And then in the final day, the United States came back and made it interesting. But in the end, Europe prevailed. Okay, so Rory McIlroy is getting ready to tee off the other morning at 7 a.m. And everybody's already there. They're all fucking drunk. And there's an MC who's like introducing the players and talking to the crowd. And in this case, trying to get the home American crowd fired up. And listen to how she got the crowd fired up in this spectacular moment. Said, fuck you, Rory. She got in. I don't know what this one is. I don't know what all that is. And then she says, fuck you, Rory, into the microphone.
Fuck you, Rory.
All right, well, this was apparently the end of the world. Flushing It Golf says the Ryder Cup crowd was out of control at Bethpage, and this will have definitely played a part. It wasn't even 7 a.m. when an official announcer was chanting, fuck you, Rory, on the mic. Completely unacceptable. This person says, is America aware of how often they embarrass themselves as a nation with a global audience? This is Rory talking about the crowd.
I don't think we should ever accept that in golf. I think golf should be held to a higher standard than what was, you know, than what was seen out there this week. Golf has the ability to unite people. Golf teaches you very good life lessons. It teaches you etiquette. It teaches you how to play by the rules. It teaches you how to respect people. And, you know, sometimes this week we didn't see that. So, no, this should not be what is acceptable in the Ryder Cup. But
all right, I'm hoping you're getting that audio. I can't tell if you are or not. I think you are.
You know, we will be making sure to say to our fans in Ireland in 2027 that, you know, what happened here this week is not acceptable. And it's, you know, for me, it's, you know, come and support your home team. You know, come and support your team. You know, I think if I was an American, I would be annoyed that people, I didn't hear a lot of shouts for Scotty today, but I heard a lot of shouts against me. And it's like, support your players. You know, that's the thing. So,
all right. I think that this guy is way too gracious. He is the embodiment of golf. Polite, respectful, and you know that wasn't shown to him in any way, shape, or form. I kind of wish he had just said, well, when your team sucks, that's the way you behave. I mean, that would have been acceptable if he did that. My God. So there's a lot going on there. Absolutely amazing. And then the announcer, the chick, that Heather McMahon, she actually resigned the job yesterday. Her job as master of ceremonies was to, you know, introduce the players and stuff like that. But and I think she is somebody, this Heather McMahon. I think she's pretty famous in the golf world or something like that. But yeah, she ended up like losing her job over this. Video game maker Electronic Arts has been sold. The company was a publicly traded company, you know, EA Sports. It's in the game. Well, they just got bought out. Of course, the makers of Madden NFL, games like Battlefield and The Sims, has been purchased by a company in Saudi Arabia, and it will now be a privately owned entity and will no longer be a publicly traded company. And EA Sports, the asking price and what it sold for is astronomical. EA Sports was sold for $55 billion with a B. $55 billion. My God. Under the terms of the deal announced today, the private equity firm Silver Lake Partners, Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund, PIF, whatever that stands for, and Affinity Partners will pay EA stockholders $210 a share. Affinity Partners is a private equity firm run by President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. My God, the total value of the deal eclipses the $32 billion paid to take Texas utility private in 2007. God, is that amazing. Because you know that when they came out, when EA Sports became a thing, however long ago that was, you know, when we were sitting around playing Sega Genesis, or the early incarnations of Madden football, that company had probably like 10 people working for it, maybe at a time. My God, $55 billion. All right, our pal Chris, Man Bun Chris, sent along a ton of video, and this one might be the greatest, though. This is the a receiver for the Indianapolis Colts. I forget his name. Let's see. What the fuck is it? Doesn't matter. Anyway, this dude catches the football and he runs. He gallops for a touchdown. Watch this.
Jones down the sideline, one-on-one. Oh, what a catch! Adonai Mitchell down the sideline, turning on the speed, and a little stiff arm ushering into the end zone for a Colts touchdown.
You're thinking, wait a minute, that looked weird. When he was running into the end zone, what just happened to the ball?
But did he lose the ball going out of the end zone before he crossed the goal line?
Uh-oh. His players are consoling him. Look at this guy. That's panic on this guy's face. He's like, holy shit, I can't believe he just did that.
If he did, what it's going to negate one of the better plays you'll have seen this year. That was an outstanding effort by Adonai Mitchell. And the way that he went...
you hear the crowd go, ah! Because they know that he dropped the fucking ball.
It was an outstanding effort by Adonai Mitchell. And the way that he went after the football... I think it may have come out early. Look at,
he goes to, like, put it over his head. He's 2 yards from the end zone. Right now, the ball is loose. He has already let go of the fucking ball.
Stick.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine the shitty feeling between this 2-yard line to the goal line in the millisecond it takes to travel that far?
Slip.
Out of it. Look at that. What an asshole.
And.
Oh,
unbelievable!
No.
Earlier on the field, as the ball was loose.
This is an even better view. Watch.
Line, in and out of the end zone. The result of the play is a touchback. First down, Rams.
So then the ball goes out of bounds. And now it's the Rams' ball. They get it back on the 20. Oh, that is a thing of beauty. You know, because I have seen players drop the ball on purpose before the goal line. This isn't that, but wait, I forgot that dude for the Eagles used to do that shit all the time. Oh, my God. That is one for the ages. Let's see. Chris has some other clips he wanted to share. I don't, boy, what is this one? This is more from the Ryder Cup. Thank you, Chris. I looked at some of these, but not all of them.
Okay. Slow down. Slow down. You guys all took Adderall this morning. Slow down. Here we go. 1, 2, clap. 1, 2.
We're going to try this one more time. If it doesn't work, we'll do a DeChambeau one. All right? We want the whole crowd rocking when you stamp it on the bleachers, all right? Ready? One more time. Start off. 1, 2, 3. And that Scotty, Scotty Scheffler.
Hate that. This guy, you're right. This is embarrassing. A heckler chirped Rory McIlroy with a hearty fuck you, Rory, as he was about to putt.
Fuck you, Rory!
Oh, come on.
Come on, man.
Seriously.
What I'm curious about is why don't you just putt it? Is it that much of a distraction? Can't you just putt it and make it in? yelling at players like this is absolute bullshit.
Shut the fuck up. That bunker.
Okay, hang on a second.
That bunker's looking tasty.
Guys, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that ain't gonna help. This whole thing's pretty stupid, if you ask me. Come on, give me a break. So lots of shut the fuck up, Rory. Let's see, what else do we got here? What is this you sent me? Let's keep Theo in our prayers. Listen to what he says to fans at the end of his show.
I mean, I'm having a long month. I'm trying not to take my own life.
Theo Vaughn.
I mean, I'm having a long month. I'm trying not to take my own life.
What the fuck is that all about? I hope that's not true. Brett Favre. I'm sorry. Aaron Rodgers rips a salt and threw a touchdown slant to DK Metcalf like it was 2012. Hey, how about that? The Pittsburgh Steelers are doing fairly well with Aaron Rodgers. That's an interesting story. I love that. I mean, I don't really like Aaron Rodgers, but I like it when old guys do cool shit like this. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Yes. That reminds me. We should get a Dan Campbell locker room speech. Dan Campbell locker room speech today. Okay. Here we go. One of my favorite things.
That's number three, man. All right. And here's what we said going into this game. We needed our defense to show up and we needed special teams, man. That was the beginning of it. Defense, man. Three takeaways, two interceptions, one fumble punch out and recovery. Allowed only 79 rushing yards, three sacks, and they were 3 of 14 on third down. That's defense. We had a big win the other night, short week. We had to get back and we did what we had to do. Now, it wasn't good enough, if I'm being totally honest with you. There's so many areas where we shot ourselves in the foot and we cannot do that. Okay, I'm just being honest. Now, it's not going to ruin our Sunday or the rest of the week. I can promise you that. Proud of you guys for the win itself. All right, I got two game balls on defense, four total tackles, two sacks, two TFLs, one forced fumble, four quarterback hits. Aiden Hutchinson.
Build on this great team win, guys. I'm blessed to be back. I'm blessed to be back with you boys. Let's just keep it up. Thanks, guys.
By the way,
special teams. All right, 5 punt return, 76 yards.
Hey, what's his name? Aiden Hutchinson's mom is the smoke show. My God.
We had one 65-yarder for a touchdown, one kickoff return, 30 yards, 106 total return yards. Mr. Khalif Raymond.
I just want to thank you guys, man. It was grimy out there. We've been chopping at the tree for the last four games, man. We finally caught one, but that's what it looked like when you put in work. So, love y'all, man.
We will see you all tomorrow, man. Break it down.
Continue to chop wood, man. Continue to give it a yard, man. That's who we are. That griminess, that's who we are. Stay like that. Keep that standard. Family on three. One, two, three.
Family.
Standard. There you go. Detroit Lions, 3 wins on the year. Making everybody feel good. Man Bun Chris says, anybody else start packing when he went down after that shot to the balls? Oh, yeah. Big time. I was listening to it on the radio. Rebecca says, Jeremy and I both had a small amount of panic. Look, when it comes to the Lions, in general, I haven't watched one game this year, and that is because I can't handle it. I can't. It messes me up. I have to listen to it. If I do anything, I am listening to the radio the whole time, and then when the game is done, a few hours later, the NFL puts out this 15-minute package of the entire game. That's the way I watch these things. Man Bun Chris says, again, Dan. That was in reference to Lomas Brown. And this is interesting because he's the nicest guy on the planet. But what he does verbally makes me want to make fun of him. I was focusing a little bit with Pooh Bear about his verbal crutches. In addition to saying again, a minimum of three times per sentence, and saying Dan Miller's name, Dan, which he does less because there's three guys in the booth now. The word success is success. And everything is a nice play. Again, that's a nice play. Everything is a nice play. He says nice play. Not nice play. Nice job. Nice job. Nice job. Nice job. Ugh. Man Bun Chris says he is so nice. I remember you interviewed him on the Huge Show, and he is. Seriously, salt of the earth. But it's remarkable. I think he just got the job because he's nice and who his name is, or like who he is, you know? Tyler says he seems so nice, but I will never not be able to mock his dopiness. So true. It's perfect. He's got to know how dumb he sounds, right? Holy shit. Okay. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Fantastic place to get your car repaired, whether it's a wheel alignment, you need a new alternator, you need an oil change, something more serious. Power steering pump, easy. 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. You can reach out. Say hello, mention me. Their website is Irvine's, that's E-R-Vines, ervines.com, 616-532-6600. Reach out to them. The free loaner cars really are awesome, so do that. Reach out to them when you need some car repairs done. Meanwhile, when it comes to health insurance, if you don't have any, what are you waiting for? Get your insurance from healthcare.gov, the government's healthcare plan. And when I say plan, it's basically about 500 different insurance companies offering different policies, and you get to choose the best one that is suited for you. But doing that's not the easiest thing, so that's why I suggest you reach out to Frank Fuss. He will help you every step of the way. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com for more information. Your asshole of the day today. Congrats to Ryder Cup fans. What a bunch of fucking idiots. Jesus Christ. You made asses of yourselves. Horrible display. We are an ugly country. I think that that's what we're learning here. We are the ugliest, it seems like. Hard not to root for the Europeans, frankly, with these asshole fans. Okay, that's going to do it for me. Thank you, folks. I appreciate you and appreciate the patience. I will try to do better tomorrow. Thank you again. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.